This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute on the 30th of October. And this morning, I wanted to try and offer some help to those many councils in England that face a real dilemma over what to do about the consultations they've just been completing on the new schemes they all have to introduce for the support of council tax benefits. It's a complicated and technical measure, but fundamentally, every council now has to build its own scheme instead of the national arrangements that have subsisted up to now. And they have to build their own schemes in the spirit of localism in the light of the views expressed by local people through a consultation which they all had to do. So why is there this sudden dilemma? It's because the government has, in order to soften the blow of the new scheme, has introduced a transitional grant which councils can apply for, provided their scheme meets certain conditions. Now, those conditions include not hurting people more than to the extent of 8.5% of council tax, which they may now have to pay where previously they didn't have to pay anything. So here's the issue. They've gone to consultation on a series of options in most cases, which had no awareness at all of the forthcoming government grant and the conditions appertaining to it. So circumstances will have changed. And the question is, do you or don't you have to do the consultation all over again? CLG, not very helpful on this occasion, says, well, it's up to each council. The Institute has taken a good look at this. We are scared that, in fact, lots of the consultations that have been carried out by councils, frankly, aren't good enough, and that many councils will face legal challenge under Section 149 of the Equalities Act when groups are able to say you haven't had due regard to the way our interests were being affected by your scheme. So we think every council needs to take a good look at the way that its consultation was undertaken. Did it do it well enough? And will the new scheme that they will now put in place in order to qualify for the government's grant, will it be so different that a new consultation is called for? We've just put out a briefing note on this, and I'm sure councils that are interested in discussing it further will get in touch with us. This is Rhian Jones of the Consultation Institute.